So today we left ourselves the job of figuring out the Betana Tuna. The Gemara said that Reb Chiya holds Heiluch is Chayiv. And Reb Chiya has arrived from our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah you have to swear. In our Mishnah you have to swear. Betana Tuna Shayim Ezen Betalis Hochakim Betafis and Ansadi the Mai Betafis Heiluch Uktani Yishba. So Reb Chiya has arrived from our Mishnah that Heiluch is Chayiv. The problem is that Heiluch only applies to cases of Maida B'mitzas, and our Mishnah is not a case of Maida B'mitzas. So this is the problem with Rashi and Tosfos and all the Rishayim and Shtel, that it's a problem because Heiluch makes sense in a case of Maida B'mitzas. Our Mishnah is not a case of Maida B'mitzas. So the Mahalach of the Ravid and Rabbi Chivager and Nachos David is the following. But they explain that the Mishnah, Shnayim Ezen Betalis, there are really two parts to the Din Torah. When two people come into Bez and holding a talis, there are two chalokim to the Din Torah. One is they're fighting over the whole talis, they're holding the edge of the talis. Now, there's the part of the talis which is in their hands, the part of the talus which they're holding on to, which is in their hands. And there's a part of the talus which is hanging outside of their hands, which is hanging between them. So they're really two shilas. One is, what do you do with the thing that's in their hand, that they're grasping onto? And one shila is, what about everything in between? The Gemara later on Daf Zayin says that our Mishnah's Yachloika, whatever our Mishnah says, is talking about what's hanging in between. The part that they're not holding. So that, the Mishnah says, Yachloiku, Bishvur. The part that they are holding, let's say one person is holding 6 inches of it, and one person is holding 2 inches. When we say Yachloiku, we give him 6 inches, we give him 2 inches, and we do yachloiku on the rest. My the toughest bay, the part that he's holding, that he gets for sure. There's no yachloiku on the part that he's holding. So that there are really two dinim in Bezdin. One is on the part that they're holding, that's in their finger, that's in their hands, that's in their grasp. The part that's in their hand, they get for sure, without any din of yachloiku. And according to many Rishayim, they don't even have to swear on the part that they're holding. And then there's the Din Torah on the part of the talis that they're not holding on to. My delight of Sibay, the part that's in between. The part that's in between, that is the Din of the Mishnah, Yachloiku Bishvur. Zot Rabbi Kiveg. Till now, the Gemara only talked about the part that's hanging in between. It's all we ever talked about. The part that's hanging in between the two of them. And until now, that was what the Gemara was talking about by Reb Chiya Kamaisa. That's the previous circuit. What? Of the hanging part. No, that's called Eichzin. No, Eichzin does. In Din, of course, they're holding on to. If you're holding on to half of a part of a talus, you're holding on to the whole talus. But we have the chilek in the psak din of Yachloiku between the part that's hanging and the part that's in the hand. Now, if you want to ask why there's a chilek, all right, we'll leave that for Daf Zayin. But that's klar. It's klar that way from the Gemara. Zav to the Eger. On the part that you're holding, the part that's in your hand, that it's ki'ilu, the other person is mited to you. Because when somebody is holding something in his hand, the other person can't even have a pischin peg. They don't even have a taina on what a person is holding. If I'm holding something in my hand, there's no mocking for you to just say, Shali, I picked it up first. There's no mocking for tightness on something that's in my hand. So what I'm actually holding in my hand, it's ki'ilu, that's heiluch. That's heiluch. When we come to Bezdin, and you're holding part in your hand, I'm holding part in my hand, The part that you're holding in your hand, it's like a maida, it's yours. Now, I'm not really maida. I'm not actually verbally saying it's yours. But in din, it's ke'ilu amaida, on whatever's in your hand, that it's yours, since I don't have a pislim pad, I don't have anything to say to get that. So, Zavcha Bekiva Eger, on the part that's in your hand, that it's kilu amayda b'miktsas, and the part that's in my hand is kilu yomayda b'miktsas. Each one is kilu, he's a mayda, on the part that's in the other person's hand. So that's why our mission is a case of mayda b'miktsas. Mimela, the Gemara says, why do you swear? How come the Mishnah is a chiyashua? So the Gemara Mishnah is saying, we see from our Mishnah, Heloch, you swear. Because here, it's Heloch on the part that's in your hand. I'm a Maida B'miktsas, and it's a Heloch on the Maida B'miktsas. And Afa Pikein, I have to swear. So we see in the Mishnah is a Chiyashvua, even in such a case, where I'm a Chuyif to pay, why? Because I'm a Maida B'miktsas on the part that's in your hand. And that's the reason for my Shvua. And even though our Mishnah is a case of Heloch, you still have to swear. That's Rebchia Kamaisa's Svar. Rebchia Kamaisa's, Rebchia are here in our Gemara, that's his Svar. Rebchia was saying, our Mishnah is a case of Maida B'miktas. Why is it a case of Maida B'miktas? Because the part that's under the other person's hand, it's Ki'ilu Yuwa Maida. And on that, that's why I have to swear. It's Heloch. We see that Heloch has to swear. So, Rabbi Kiveger is doing, and all Nachas Dovin derive it, making our Mishnah in the case of Maida B'miktas by saying that the part that's on the other person's hand is Ki'ilu Amaida. Now, I know that you could jump on this right away. Rabbi Kiveger is saying it very big Kiddush, that what the other person's holding is like Amaida. Taka is a big Kiddush. But bear in mind, the Gemara is going to say that it's not mamish amayda b'miktsas. Because the Gemara is going to ask, I am mishnas takanas tachamim hu? And the Gemara says it's ke'endai raisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not so shver, because even though Rabbi Kiva Eger's words are that what you're holding, it's considered I'm being maida, so people in class could jump up. I'm not being maida. I'm saying kulashali. Rabbi Kiveger is only saying that it can arise. It's similar to being Maida. That when we come to Bezdin, the part that's in your hand, it's Ki'ilu, I was Maida, that's yours. It's not Mamish, I was Maida. It's not Mamish, a case of Maida B'miktsas. But it can arise. It's close enough. It's Ki'ilu, I was Maida, it's yours. And that's why the Mishnah's case is a case of Maida B'miktsas. And Mimela, I have to swear on the half I'm getting. Why do I swear? It's Heloch. It's a Raya Heloch Eschayiv. This is the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learned the Gemara. And pretty much Nachas Dovin derived it, say the same thing with certain twists to it, but basically this is the way they learn. It's freedom. Be happy, Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a kvetch, it's a big kvetch into the Gemara. I shouldn't say that about Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a big, it's really a ga'inus to figure out, to make our case the case of Maida B'miktsas. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that on the part that's in your hand, I'm a Maida B'miktsas. The part that's in my hand, you're a Maida B'miktsas. It's a big chiddush, I call it a stretch, which, alright, so Rabbi Kiva Eger, Naras David, and Arayvin. So they're learning up the Gemara this way. So this is a mahalach in the Gemara. Which is, like I said, it would be very schwer if it was mamish a case of Maida B'miktsas, Rabbi Kivega's explanation. But since the Gemara ends up, it's only ke'en, it's similar to, so Rabbi Kivega is much more understandable, that it's similar to being Maida, because what's in your hand, it's like I'm being Maida, because I can't tie on something that's mamish in your hand. So Rabbi Kivega's chance. It's true. What I want to do, the Ravid learns it into the Gemara. I'm doing Rabbi Kiva Eger is learning it into the Gemara. That's true. that Rabbi Kivegas has to fit in the Havamina too. And in the Havamina, Rabbi Kivegas is saying, it's Mamish Moedim Mitzas. What you're holding, it's Mamish considered that I'm being Moedim. It's very Chiddush. I'm just trying to make it a little better, because I know you're gonna jump on Rabbi Kivegas right away. How's that being Moedim? Just because you're holding it? I'm still saying it's mine. So I'm telling you that, all right, the Gemara does end up Kendai Raisa, which makes it a little better. Kivegas says it's stronger than two Eidim.
That doesn't change it. We were not looking at strength. We were looking at strength. So of course I have a common point from Eidim. It's two Eidim. Of course stronger than two Eidim than an Eidim. But we didn't know the two Eidim causes tightness. We didn't know if this proof that the guy's holding causes tightness. Man, I think that it does.
The question, what you're asking belongs at Dav Zayin. What you're asking belongs at Dav Zayin. The question of why what you're holding is better than what you're not holding. I think on Dav Zayin we might have a hard time with it. Why is it any better? What's in my fingers? It's not in my fingers. What's the difference? It's a good question, but it's not the question that I'm on this subject. Kivegas is just saying that on Dav Zayin it says what's in your hand is better than what's not in your hand. He's just plugging it in. You're asking why. It's so much better that it makes this chayv. It's even better than Tuwaid. That's what Kivegas says.
Tuwaid didn't
make this chayv. I'll have to argue about it separately. This is Zicha. I mean, Rabbi Kivegas is very clear in the way he learns up the Gemara. You can dig the Rabbi Kivegas, but Pshat Rabbi Kivegas is very clear that Rabbi Kivegas learns the Gemara the way I'm saying. Rabbi Kivegas is saying what's Machayim the Shvua is the fact that I'm being Moida, that what's in your hand is yours. There's no Maisa Hoida, it's true, but there is Pesach Bez. It's Bezna's Paskening that what's in your hand is yours.
Not based on what you're saying.
So that's why it's true, it's not based on what I'm saying. That's why Rabbi Kivegas has to say that what you're holding in your hand is so strong that I can't taina against it. I have no piskin pet to taina, so it's ki'ilu amayda. That's the stretch of Rabbi Kivegas. I'm really not being maida. It's ki'ilu I'm being maida, and that makes it a maida for me.
So,
when
we said
if you want him to be mamish a maida b'mitzvah, you'd be right. But we're not calling him a maida. He's not being maida. It's not a haidah that's doing it. It's the facts that make him into a maida b'mitzvah. The fact that the person's
not being maida.
It's similar to Ken. Ken, I can understand.
No,
Ken, it's Ken because there's a circumstance which is causing that I'm zicha going to lose the mixas without any time. That's similar to my mixas with Rabban.
Do
anybody want to defend Rabbi Kivegas? I'm the only one defending Rabbi Kivegas. There's a Nachlus David, and it's a Ravid. And I'm masking to you, Rabbi Kivegas is stretching it very much. So you keep on harping on it. It's true. Rabbi Kivegas is saying the Torah says Moida b'miktsas. Either you need a Maisa Aydah or Aydah and a Pesach Bezin. And Rabbi Kivegas is saying without any Aydah, any Pesach Bezin, the fact that if the circumstance are such a person's holding it, that's enough to make it a Moida b'miktsas. That's his Chiddush.
Is it
Barakah Rukiah
Kamaisa?
Is it Barakah
Rukiah?
No. He says Beferish is not Barakah. The Rukiah Kamais is going on the stuff that's hanging, and that's only an Ansadi, which is less. What he's holding is more than an Ansadi. It's Mamish, it's his. It's in his hands. A Kapodim, this is the way Rabbi Kivegas learned up. I think if you learn the Rabbi Kivegas inside, the Lashon is pretty clear. And this is the way he learned up the Gemara. And until we come to the Baal Amar, we'll. This is the Pshat, Pshat, the Gemara. I hate to call it pshat, it's more pilpul than pshat, but it's the Rebbe Kivek. Okay, before we get to the Baal Amar, I want to learn Rashi with you. Rashi the Heloch. Yesterday I told you that there are two types of Heloch. One type of Heloch is where we're in Bezdin and I hand it to you. That's a special case of Heloch. There's a second case of Heloch, which is what? We're in Bezdin. We say I owe you money. I might die, I owe you the money. I don't have the money in Bezdin. The money, I'm telling you, lo yitzeisim, that's sitting at home, I didn't spend it yet, and wherever it is, it's sitting there. That's the second case of Heloch. That second case of Heloch is this Rashi. The Heloch, look Rashi, lo yitzeisim, v'hen shaloch b'chomakim shehem. So Rashi learns the case of Heloch is a case of the second case, lo yitzeisim. How do you learn Rashi? What would Rashi say in the first case of Heloch? I walk into Bezdin and I tell you, I owe you $50, here it is. Now, Rashi didn't say that for Heloch. I told you there are two cases. It's true, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see what I told you yesterday was Emes. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says there are two cases of Heloch. One when you give it, and one you say, Lo Yetzes. But I'm asking you in Rashi, Rashi teached Heloch lo yitzeisim. How do you understand Rashi? Why would Rashi say in a case where I give you the money b'shas ma'aseh? Is that better or worse than lo yitzeisim? What is it better or worse than the case of lo yitzeisim?
I would say worse.
Okay.
I would say worse.
Why?
Because I understand the point of Rashi.
Let me just tell you what you're saying. Worse meaning that when I say I didn't spend it, then I'm potter. But if I say I spent it, but here's different money, then I'm chayiv.
Yeah.
Why should that be worse? I'm giving you the money?
Because what the Torah is saying is that it's as if the Malveh already took his money. In a case where he's giving you money, and I'm paying you right now, it's as if the Malveh already took his money. That's what it is. Okay, I just did it a second later. I was moidin, I'm chayiv to swear, and I paid you back a second later. Because of that, would we say the Malveh already took his money?
Well, what happens if it wasn't a second later? If when you say $100, I just give you the $50. I'm not first say I'm being maida, and then I give you $50. I give you $50 right away.
He's
say, it's b'shas ma'aseh. It's together. $50
is still not enough. I give you $50, and the other ones they say the $50 I give you is all I owe you.
I'm just saying it doesn't mean he's maida and then he pays. It means it's all b'shas achas. He pays and he's being maida. It's true, it's a Haida, of course.
So if I say
it's more Haloch or less, it's more a case of Haloch or less than Rashi's case. It's more reason to be Chayiv, more reason to be Potter.
More reason to be Chayiv.
More reason to be Chayiv. I hope you're copying what's going on here. Rashi says the case of Heloch is the case of Loi Heitzeisim. The money still exists. So we're asking, according to Rashi, what would be the regular case of Heloch where I give you the money? So we have some people here suggesting that when I give you the money, that's less Heloch than when I tell you the money is in my drawer at home. Because when I tell you the money is in my drawer at home, it means nothing ever started. It's the original money. But if I'm giving you now different money, you're saying it's worse. Less Heloch when I'm giving you money in Bezdin.
What's the difference which money is?
If there's them, I didn't say. What's the difference which money? So what's the difference which money? What's the difference if I give you the money? If I give you the money, b'shas the psak bezdin is not Heloch. That's what you're saying. If I give you the money, if we're in bezdin and you say, oh, you're 100, I give you the 50, that's not Heloch. According to Rashi. That's what you're saying. I'd be chayav b'shur.
It's more of a chiddush to say that that if you give back the money right away, that that's considered
the money. So let me tell you, there's a machlokes takav shadar Rashi. Dargos Ashri in the back, on the side of the Rush. In Dargos Ashri, he says what you're saying. He says that Rashi holds, if you give someone money in Bezna, it's not halal. It's not halal, not the way we said yesterday. If you give someone money in Bezna, it's not halal at all. Yechayim yomayda b'miktsas. Rashi holds it's only halal in a case of loy haytzeisim. It's only halal if I say that the money I borrowed I never spent. It's been yours from day one. So I'm basically saying there's really no din Torah between us. It's just your money sitting in my drawer, so go take it. There's nothing. The whole din Torah didn't start. Lo yetzeisim, according to the Hagos Ashri, Chat and Rashi, is the only case of Halach. If I give you money in Bezdin, it's not Halach. Yam zicha chayiv. That's not a case of Halach, because it's different money. That's the way the Hagos Ashri learns Rashi, the way you say. If I come with the original money, then that's halach. According to Rashi, the key is, it must be original money. It's got to be the original money, or the original pekudin, whatever we're fighting over. It's got to be the original one. If it's the original one, that makes it into halach. That's Rashi Shita. What? If it's the original money, why does it make it better? Why does it make it halach? The 50 that we both agree you gave me, I still have sitting there. Therefore what? Therefore there's no real din Torah on it. It's been yours from day one till today. It's been yours all along. What? It was never alone. You gave me to spend, I didn't spend it. I'm telling you, the original 50 is still there. Go take them. I'm not paying you a different 50. The original $50 bill is still lying there. Go take it. It's in my drawer, my desk at home. He's telling where it is. You owe it just like if you would have spent it. Well, what's being argued here is that halach means I'm saying that it never became a chayv. It's just been yours. I've been watching it for you. Okay, Aaron. One second. This is the way that Hagos Ashri learns Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua learns Rashi the opposite, the total reverse. The Pnei Yeshua says that if I'm in Bezdin and I'm giving you the money now, everyone holds that taylach. That's Zicha Potter. Rav Sheshes, Rav Chia, both Maida. There will be no disagreement. If I give you the money, Bishas Maisa, then that's Halach. It's a double Pashit. If you will learn Halach, there will be no Rashi on the Gemara. You learn the Gemara, that's Halach. Halach means here it is. So if I give you money in Bezdin, that's certainly Halach. There's no question that's Halach. And that Rav Chia and Rav Sheshes don't even argue that that's Halach. Rashi is only choosing a case, which is the case of the Machlaikis. Loi Haitzeisim of Rashi, there, Rav Chia, Rav Sheshes argue. When I'm telling you the money is sitting at home, so there's a Machlaikis, Rav Chia, Rav Sheshes, is that held? But if I'm mamish paying you, that everybody holds that that's held. If I'm mamish giving you the money, Bishas Maisa, that there's no dispute that that's held.
Not arguing on what the time is for you,
the Yizikha Potter from swearing. Rav Sheshes and Rav Chia both agree that you're part. Now, Gosh Ashri said the opposite. Yeshua is saying that Rashi's explaining a case of Halach that's the Machlaikis. That's where he holds Chayiv. Rav Chia holds Chayiv. But if such a Halach that you give the money in Bez, then everybody holds that that's Potter. The Peshua says that the Peshua argues that what he's saying is Pash Peshat in the Gemara, because in the Gemara explains Halach Pata Maitaima, the Loshna Gemara is Hani Zuzi de Kamaide Begavayu Kiman de Nokalu Malvadami. See the Lashon HaGemara? So Yeshua says, when you look in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Heilach Pater, Rav Sheshes Omer Heilach Pater Ma'itayma, Kivin Domel Heilach HaNizuz, Yekamaydi B'gavayu, Kaman D'Nogelu Malvadomi. It's clear they're only arguing in a case where the Malva is not holding it. It's only Kaman D'Nogelu Malvadomi. It's as if he's holding it. It's still in his house. The Lashon HaGemara is that they're arguing in the case of Lo Hitzeisim. But they're not arguing in the other case of Heilach. So Yeshua just says, in that case of Heilach, it's a B'Potter. I know. I have to tell you, I understand the Pnei Yeshua better. Why do I understand Pnei Yeshua better? Because Heilach is Heilach. Heilach is here's the money. Pnei Yeshua is saying, Heilach, here's your potter. In that case, everyone holds your potter. They're only arguing in a case where the money is sitting at home. I don't know. Do I have a kasha on the other mahalach? I don't have a kasha. I somehow understand Pnei Yeshua better. I thought everyone here would understand it better. Huh? How would you learn Rashi Pashit? Loyet Seisim, in the regular case, okay, look, you can go whichever way you want. And the Chodesh Pnei Yeshua and the Gaz Hashri.
The guy says, I lend you two things. He said, I'll give you one. That I guess it might be an excess for the world?
Yes, because it might be an excess. So if he says, Lo Yetzeisim, so that's a case of might be an excess. What's
that? Well, even
if it's a cousin, it's still... But it's Heilach, according to Rashi, it's not according to Rashi.
You
want to say the Taylor way, but Ashmi was like, that's why it's different. But even the Kaddish,
look
at that. No, but the case of Kaddish, Lo Yetzeisim, everybody will hold the Taylor. Tadagos, I should say, because Lo Yetzeisim is Zicha Taylor. So in the case of Kaddish, if you say, gave me two Pekdainis, and I say, only gave me one, if I say the one is here, then I'm Potter al Taylor. Say he gave me one and I lost it, I'll pay you for it, and that's not it. Okay, let me at least explain to you the Svar of Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua's Heilach is when I pay you. When I give you something, that's Heilach. Rav Sheshes holds that if I tell you it's in the house, it's as if I paid you. Keman de Parua. Rav Sheshes holds him, and I tell you I have something in the house, it's as if I paid you. And Rav Chiya disagrees. Rav Chiya says, no, if it's in the house, it's in the house, you didn't pay it. Now, yesterday we talked about why is Heilach Pater? And we had the Pshat in the Machlaikis. According to Pnei Yeshua, what's Pshat in the Machlaikis? Pshat in the Machlaikis is, everyone holds Heilach as Potter if you give money. Pshat Machlokes is, when I say it's at home, is it as if I gave it to you? Rav Sheshes holds it's as if I gave it to you. And Rav Chiya holds it's not as if I gave it to you. Right? That's Pshat Machlokes. Maskim. That's the Machlokes. Everyone holds Heilach as Potter if I give it to you. And Rav Sheshes holds that even if I tell you it's in my drawer at home, it's as if I gave it to you. And Rav Chiya says, no, if it's in your drawer at home, it's not here. It's not as if he gave it to you. That's the machlokes Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes. Now that pshat is the way the Baal HaMor learned. The Baal HaMor, which I'm going to speak out, learned, seems to me, the way Rashi is learning, like to play Yeshua's pshat in Rashi, that is the way the Baal HaMor holds pshat in the Gemara. And that goes, she'll be made in the Baal HaMor learned that way. The Baal HaMor learns the Gemara that a regular Heilach, everybody holds his potter. If I give you the money, b'shas ma'isa, everyone holds his potter. The whole machlokes is loy haitzeisim, when I tell you it's in a drawer at home. In that case, that's the case of the machlokes. And that's the way the Baal HaMor learned the Machlokes in the Sukkah. Now, once you know this, the Baal HaMor is very, very geschmack, very glad. He says, what's the raya from our Mishnah to Rav Chiya? What's the raya? So rather than speak out the Baal HaMor in 60 seconds, I'm going to leave it for Sunday. I'm just going to start with the Baal HaMor because I want to use it for Tosfos as well. And then we'll move on. But make sure you understand Machlokes Pnei Yeshua and Nagas HaShri, and the fact that Pnei Yeshua comes out in Nupshat in the Machlokes of Tosfos and Rav Chiya. Also for Sunday, we're going to learn weiter. There's a Machlokes Tosfos and Shach that we're going to talk about. The Tzais is Pei Zayin Hei, and the Shach is there nearby. I don't want to say which Sukkot, I don't remember, but hopefully that I'll give you the exact number. So that's all for Sunday.